know, it was our first 11 dive meet, so it's always a little bit of a nervy experience. On the boys' side, we had three new divers, all of whom had never done 11 dives before, and so Noah Mashick dove for us, and he struggled a little bit with nerves and ended up failing a couple dives and didn't complete his whole 11, and then Axel Blomstead struggled a little bit on one of his twisters and ended up actually over-twisting it and failed one dive, but he got through, and then Eli Graf actually got all 11 dives completed. Not all were pretty, Rich, but they were all complete. So, but we actually ended up getting fourth. Axel got fourth, and Eli got sixth on the diving side for the boys. Marianne and Emma, Marianne Kastner and Emma Graf, they both dove on the girls' side. Marianne struggled a little bit with one of her twisters and ended up under-twisting it a little bit. Failed that one, but got the other 10 pretty good. Emma got all 11 of hers. Some good competition from some pious, the 10th divers. Emma ended up fourth with a 277, and then Marianne was sixth with a 271. So both girls are within striking distance of a state qualifying 300 score, so they're feeling pretty good about the performance. Excited to get to Lincoln. They like that meet, diving on Friday down in Lincoln this weekend, so they're excited about that, and both planning on getting their 300 this weekend.
How about your swimmers, girls and boys? How'd that go for them?
You know, first meet back after break is always a little bit of a learning experience. See how well we got them working over break, and you always have kids who are kind of gone and stuff. So overall, it was a great meet for us. Boys did well. Boys actually ended up finishing third at the meet out of 9 teams, which I think is our highest finish ever. Ended up beating Kearney, beat Grand Island, some big schools that I don't believe we've ever beat before. So the boys did really well. The highlight of the day, Blake Rodewald won the 100 butterfly and set a new school record at 55.01, so that was awesome. Blake also swam the 200 IM, got third in that. So he's got state qualifying times in both those events, so that's exciting. Kevin Bantham did well in his 200, and in his got fourth in the 200 and second in the 100 breaststroke. He's got state times in both of those. Tate Moser got sixth in the 500 free. He's cut time there. Not quite to a state time, but he continues to cut time. I think that's within reach for him. He's been performing really well for us. And then Derek Spencer got fifth in the 100 backstroke. Doesn't quite have a state time there, but he cut his time in the 53. He's got a state qualifying time in the 53 a little bit. So he cut that, so that was good. And all the boys really performed well. They're closing in on that school record in the 400 free relay. They're still a couple seconds off, but looking good, looking strong. Continue to cut time across the board. Beckett Moser swimming well for us. All the boys are doing good.
How about the ladies? How'd they fare?
They swim well. Emma got fourth in the 100 breaststroke and cut a little more time. She's down to about a 215 flat, so that's a state qualifying time, and she's been cutting time on that. The girls got their 200 free relay qualified. That was kind of a big deal for them. They were really working on that, and so that's kind of a load off their back. So they've got the 200 medley relay qualified and the 200 free relay qualified to compete at state. Abby Renner has suffering a little bit with an ankle injury, and so she didn't end up swimming her individuals and only swim the relays for us. But the girls, you know, Lacey Rouse swam the 500 course, and she did well. And across the board, the girls are performing. We're just a little smaller on the girls' side, so it's a little harder for them to put up some of the numbers the boys have been able to do. So, but all across the board, you know, Braylon Dunworth is swimming well for us. She's competing in the 200 and the 200 free and the backstroke, and she's cutting time in those and doing well. So it's been a good season with the girls.
You're heading to Lincoln High, and trying to pile up as many bananas as you, or win as many bananas as you can this weekend, aren't you?
Absolutely. Everybody gets excited for the Cotter invite, going down to Lincoln, and yep, if you win your heat, you get a banana, and the bananas go up on the wall, and teams compete to see who can have the most bananas. So we'll probably swim some kids and some things teams some new events this week so they can have a pretty good shot at a banana. But, you know, some of our kids are swimming so well that they'll have a chance for a banana in the fast beat, so that's exciting to see. But, yeah, all the kids get excited for the trip to Lincoln, and they're pumped. It's going to be a good week of practice, good week of preparation, and hopefully a great trip to Lincoln and lots of bananas.
And continued progress trying to get kids qualified for state. It's they got a lot of kids close, don't you?
Yes. You know, a lot of kids are on the edge, and some of the times we have qualified, we need to improve a little bit. But, you know, Tate Moser in the 500 and in the 200, so it's pretty good times. And, you know, Blake and Kevin are looking good. Derek and Aaron Spencer both are capable of swimming state qualifying times. Derek's got a 100 time and a 50 time that he needs to improve a little bit because those are pretty competitive events. But, he definitely has a chance to do that. And then on the girls' side, Abby Renner's qualified in her events, but a little time off would be great. And Emma's qualified in the breaststroke. But again, you know, she wants that school record. She's a couple seconds off of that, so that's within reach for her if she can really smooth her stroke out a little bit and have a great day. So lots of potential, you know, for us and lots of opportunity for the kids to have success, which is wonderful to see. And an exciting weekend in Lincoln's coming up.